Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Ahead today, a long-term goal is coming clearer into focus for Springdale-based Onyx Coffee Lab. Also, a preview of a story you will find in the next print edition of the Business Journal next week. An update on development in Siloam Springs. Jeff De La Rosa sat down with Siloam Springs Chamber of Commerce CEO Wayne Mays to discuss. And private companies based in Northwest Arkansas, which one is the largest? The answer a little bit later. First, though, Onyx Coffee Lab is intentional about its growth. Co-owners John and Andrea Allen would love to have a cafe in the downtown districts of Bentonville, Rogers, Fayetteville, and Springdale. It's a long-term goal, and if all goes according to plan, the coffee brewer could be halfway there in the coming months. Onyx made its downtown Bentonville debut about a year and a half ago on Northwest 2nd Street, just off the square, and is now fixing up the former Dollar Saver building on East Walnut in downtown Rogers. Onyx bought the building about a year and a half ago. Because of the building's status as a recognized historical property, John Allen said much of the time since then has been dedicated to meeting requirements on a state and national level to ensure the integrity of the property is upheld. The building needs several upgrades, of course, including more energy-efficient features and a new roof, but the cafe and roastery could be open sometime before the end of the year. Besides Bentonville, Onyx has locations in Harbor Meadows in Springdale and the corner of Gregg and Township in Fayetteville. For more on the company and its future development plans, check out Jennifer Joyner's story on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. In the next issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, we check in on development in Siloam Springs, where new business and new jobs are flowing into the city. Just in the past year, about 180 jobs have been added to the workforce thanks to new businesses coming to the city. What's driving the development? Reporter Jeff De La Rosa caught up with Chamber of Commerce CEO Wayne Mays recently to find out.
We've been working as part of the team, economic development team with the city, and we think it's been a very good partnership. And the city executed a contract with us about 18 months ago, almost 2 years now. And we have very specific goal areas, 7 goal areas that we're working in to no longer be just reactive in Siloam Springs, but to be proactive in economic development. And the truth is it's a combination of that and the attractiveness of the community. Anybody now who drives through, even on 412, people comment about how attractive it is, how things look so good. They see growth, you know, and growth generates growth. But in addition, you know, there's been a recent, and I'd say in the last year or so, narrowing focus on being outdoor-based and outdoor-based tourism activities in our community. The example would be the kayak park south of town, the expansion to City Lake north of town, which are going on, the new Medical Springs Park, which is in the middle of town here. And all of those things, and of course bringing in Fat Tire, as you know, but all of those things generate our focus on outdoor activities. Brand new ramped up activity at the airport for Skydive Sky Ranch, which is a huge shot in the arm for our economic development. So those things have made our community attractive, and generally we and our city partners, city administrator and his staff, are able to just take a look at those things and do whatever we can to remove roadblocks, encourage them to come, encourage them to build. Now, short-term and long-term, they have positive benefits. Short-term is obviously the glow of having a new business for people to participate in. A lot of them have been restaurants, and we know that. And, you know, quality of life, people like to have more places to go out to eat. And frankly, we have found that both the restaurants and also other businesses like FFO, Furniture Factory Outlet, have created a situation where people from Oklahoma, who for years have traditionally driven through Siloam on 412 to get to the corridor, are now stopping here. They're doing their business here, they're eating restaurants here, and that's because they no longer have to go all the way to the corridor to do it. So, you know, that's short-term, there's just a glow. Long-term, obviously it generates sales tax for the city. All these businesses are paying taxes to the city, they're paying property taxes, and they are creating jobs. And we really always like to track the number of jobs that are coming into these various things. The biggest and latest that should open almost any day now is Simmons Wet Ingredient Facility, which will hire 78 people. And that's the kind of shot in the arm that the economy of a town of 16,000 can really feel.
For more on what's in the development pipeline in Siloam Springs, check out the next issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. It's on newsstands and online next Monday. We're back after this.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
$1.45 billion. That was the annual revenue in 2016 for Simmons Foods Incorporated and affiliates. That ranked number one on the Business Journal's annual list of largest private companies headquartered in Northwest Arkansas. Simmons' annual profit was up about 2% from the previous year. The Siloam Springs company has been ranked in the top spot of the annual list every year since 2011. Ranking numbers 2 and 3 respectively on our list this year, a pair of Springdale companies. Poultry business George's reported revenue of $950 million in 2016. Harps Food Stores had revenue last year of $693 million. You can find out who else is on this year's list in a story at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's all the time we have for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.